Hello. Welcome to Q&A with Perrier. Happy to be with you today. This is our day to talk about calcium bentonite clay and answer your questions. I'm Perrier, the author of the Living Clay Book, and I've done years and years of research on understanding this wonderful product, this gift from God, and I'm happy to share what information I have accumulated over the years. We have some interesting questions today, but I'm going to start with one from my last seminar, which is the Live Well seminar, which is more about attitude and life and peace and harmony and finding that in our life. And it was from Carol in Chicago. I didn't get her email address to be able to answer her. So this is from last week, Carol, so I hope you're on today. She said, due to high levels of POP, persistent organic pollutants in our food supply, can clay counter and arrest it when we eat our meals with it or them? Please, inputs, please, thank you. How much to be effective? So she's talking about foods that are polluted with organic pollutants, things that are added to the foods or added to the soil or the cattle, you know, hormones with cattle, could be pesticides in the food or fertilizers that are not beneficial for the body. Yes, the clay cleans these out. And if you drink a little clay before you eat your meals, you're pretty much guaranteed you're eating organic. If there's radiation in it, it's going to get it. If there's arsenic or mercury from fish in it, it's going to capture it before it goes into the body. So, you know, we say take it on an empty stomach if you're doing a cleanse. But after you accomplish your cleanse, you can take it anytime. I especially like to take it before I eat greasy foods. If I'm going to eat Italian food or pizza or Mexican food, that's usually has standing grease in it. I definitely like to drink clay before I go because clay will literally absorb the oils. If you put a pan of water and put some drops of olive oil or even motor oil in it and sprinkle the dry powder clay over it, you will notice that it absorbs the oil and it sinks to the bottom. And if you reach in and squeeze the clay, it doesn't release the oils again, so it captures those oils. So that could lower our cholesterol. And, you know, if you're eating fish, we just never know what's in our fish these days, whether it's from the Gulf with the BP oil spill or mercury and arsenic that's in our water system. So definitely drink some before your meals. I think that'd be a wonderful way to go. You know, you can take clay 3 times a day, morning, noon, and night. And you can drink it before your meals. You can take it in between sometimes if you have something going on. There's been a lot of stomach viruses going around here, and people are asking what to do. And I said, just get some liquid clay and start sipping on it. And every time you get nauseous and throw up, go drink a little clay. Every time you have to go to the bathroom with diarrhea, drink a little clay and just keep sipping on it all day until it stops. And generally it stops. I mean, I've seen it stop food poisoning in less than 30 minutes. So it's good to take that way. So thank you for that question, Carol. And, you know, it's pretty much, I don't worry about buying organic as much because I have clay. That's how much I believe in it. I have a nice question from Anne in Spain. She said, Hello, here in Europe, it is not deemed to be safe to take calcium bentonite clay internally. Due to high shipping costs, I cannot afford to purchase it from the U.S. Is most calcium bentonite safe to take internally? I have some Alumina Gina, which is supposed to be top grade. Thanks. And I've tried to look up the Alumina Gina, and I couldn't find it on the internet. And when you say top grade, are you talking about top grade industrial clay or top grade for taking internally? I would call the manufacturer and ask them these questions if it's tested for purity, to make sure it doesn't have contaminations in it. You just literally have to ask. I know the shipping costs are high, and I hate that for all the people who don't live in the U.S. Because not only that, then you have customs sometimes to go through too. But you really want to get a good quality clay. You want a clay that's very fine mill, a 325 screen mesh. You don't want a coarse. A lot of your industrial clays are very coarse. So you want something that is pretty easy to handle. It's not coarse and textured, but mainly you want to know if it's a clean clay, if they have taken good manufacturing practices when they're gathering the clay and milling it. In other words, they're not scooping up some dirt next to it or a deposit next to it, that they're getting just the clay rocks and sweeping out their trucks and cleaning the hopper before they mill it. These are all things that come into play, can affect your clay. I like a triple swelling clay. Most calcium bentonites are 1-to-1. But I would just call the manufacturer and ask him, and then ask him if he says his is pretty much an industrial clay. Ask him if he knows of any clays in your country that might be safe for an ingestible clay. And you might be able to have a lead there. So I hope that's been helpful. Michelle in Lake Villa, how often should I detox my face with the clay mask? As often as you like. If you do it every day and it feels like it's drying your face, use a face cream on it during the day. But, you know, it's going to just keep your pores cleaned, keep the excess oil out. If you have skin problems, it's very good for it. So you can do it daily. You can do it every other day. People who do it about 3 times a week tell me in about 6 weeks they notice that their whole skin tone and complexion is glows and that their wrinkle lines are tightened up because it really, when it dries, it really does tighten things up. And it's bringing blood flow and circulation, too, for healing and repair. So don't be afraid to use the clay mask. It'll let you know if you're kind of overdoing it. Okay, a question here. It's no name. It says, is it okay to use clay on an open wound? Absolutely. It's almost detrimental if you don't use it on an open wound. When you put it on an open wound, you want to keep the clay wet. It will debride the wound. That means it's going to get the dead tissue out. It's going to bring circulation, and it heals from the inside out through the circulation and the oxygen and the blood flow that's brought to the area. Don't be alarmed if it gets a little red when you first use it, because that's the blood flow it's bringing there. And even on a burn, it will debride the dead skin cells. A lot of time on severe burn wounds, they have to go in there and scrub the burn area to get the dead skin cells off, or maybe their skin's been charred and it's black and they have to get all that. Clay will debride naturally. It will pull out infection and it will speed the healing process. It's amazing on an open wound how quickly it heals. We've had people with pressure sores, old people that are in bed and or maybe in a wheelchair and sitting in the same position, and they get pressure wounds, which is a sore that opens up. And there was one elderly gentleman, 93, he was in the bed all the time, and he had a sore on his tailbone that went to the bone. And they just put the powdered clay on his pad that he sleeps on and would put it up in that wound because it was kind of oozing, and did that, and it cleared up. Now, I'm going to suggest you use the clay mud, the mask, because it's fully activated when it's wet. If it's bleeding profusely, you can always use the powder to help stop the bleeding. It will coagulate the blood and stop the bleeding. But basically, I like to use the clay mask, the 1-3, that like we put on our face for facials, and insect bites and poison ivy and poison oak on an open wound. But you want to cover it in some saran wrap or glad press and seal. Some people wet gauze in it and wrap it in gauze and then cover it with plastic. The goal is to keep it from drying out. When it dries out, it pulls tightly and it may break the wound open and cause it to bleed. So keep the wet clay in place, rinse it off, put fresh clay on there. If there's an infection, it'll pull the pus out. I've seen it pull blood poisoning and gangrene out. So definitely use it on an open wound. Gina in Baltimore, my dog suffers from chronic dry eye, so much so that she has had surgery, but it didn't solve the problem. I have listened to several of your broadcasts, and in one I believe I read a testimonial of someone who had chronic dry eye and said she mixed some of the living clay with the Bausch & Lomb eye wash and used it in her eyes and that it has helped. But in a different broadcast, you commented that the clay burns when you get it in your eye. I'm confused. I'm also interested for myself as I'm a borderline chronic dry eye. Another quick question, will living clay applied to the makeup pads resting on your eyes help with dark circles under your eyes? Yes, you can mix 2 tablespoons of the prepared liquid clay. Now, I like to use living clay. You want a clay that's a very fine screen mesh. You want to mix it ahead of time with your water, and I use a 1-to-8 ratio and let it settle, and then take 2 tablespoons of it off the top and add that to a 4-ounce bottle of eyewash solution. There's a Bausch and Lancome or Bausch and Lomb. There are several different types of names. Walgreens has their own, and a lot of these stores have their own brand. Basically, if you look on the back, it says sterile solution. So it comes in a 4-ounce container. Empty that into a container. Add your 2 tablespoons of clay. Swirl it around. You can put it in a little eye cup and wash your eyes out. For your dog, I would suggest saturating a cotton pad and washing his eyes out with it several times during the day. Now, when I say you get it in your eye, if you get the powder in your eye, or if you get the mud, the concentrated mud in your eye, sometimes I do a clay mask, and I have one eye clay, and I'm walking around with one of those cosmetic circles with the mask on it up to one eye. And you know how you open one eye and look around, the other eye naturally opens, and I get a little clay in my eye, and it burns and stings. It just is irritating when it gets in a concentrated form. When you put the drops in, it's diluted enough, and it doesn't hurt. I use it as drops, or I clean my eyes out, particularly when I've had exposed to allergies. If I touch a dog and touch my face, my eyes are going to be itching like crazy, and I just want to take my eyeballs out and scratch them. The only relief I get is putting the clay mask on one of the makeup pads and holding it up to my eye for a while. As far as the dark circles, it would depend on what caused them. If it's a lack of circulation, it will help. If it's something else, it may not help. It certainly won't hurt to try. But I use this. I had dry eyes, and it's helped my eyes. So enjoy that. And let me know how it works with the dog. I think I would do it several times a day. Anytime you notice his eyes really weeping, you might try giving drops in his eyes, too. Gina in Baltimore, have you heard any testimonials about living clay helping stroke victims? I don't believe that it's going to reverse the damage. However, you know, it would depend on where the nerve damage was in the brain. I haven't heard of anyone ever putting clay on their head and it might help. I just hadn't thought of that, putting clay on your scalp over the area where the blood clot occurred might stimulate the nerve regeneration a little faster. I know it's going to help the whole body because clay works on the whole body when you take it. It will, for a lot of people, it helps with mental clarity. It gives you energy. It keeps you pH balance. It keeps parasites cleaned out of your body. It brings circulation. It's good for your blood vessels and things. So, you know, why not take it if you're a stroke victim? Just take it away from prescription medications. Call your pharmacy. Tell them what medicine you're taking and say, how long does it take my body to absorb the medicine? Once it's absorbed into the bloodstream, the clay won't bother it at all. Another one from Gina. If the structure of clay is so tightly bound and the clay is not absorbed by the blood, how do all the minerals and silica help our bodies? I have noticed when I drink my clay every day, my knees don't hurt. And, of course, I have smooth energy and my brain doesn't feel like I'm in a fog. I have the ability to think and concentrate. It really does help you think and concentrate more clearly. Clay is a horse of a different color, and we don't understand everything about how it works. I do know that it is a catalyst, and as a catalyst, enzymes in the body can attach to the clay. Excuse me. And together they make amino acids and peptide chains, and from this they can make protein and they can make minerals the body's deficient in that the clay doesn't even contain. So when we say clay has a wisdom of its own, it can create things for the body that it doesn't even contain if the body needs it, and it can take away things that are not advantageous to the body, and it does have this wisdom to do all this. I know drinking the clay, even though the minerals don't go into the bloodstream, does help dissolve mineral buildup, like calcium buildup in joints. And so many people with arthritis, even rheumatoid arthritis, have said they notice their knees don't hurt, their fingers don't hurt. A lot of people have had crooked fingers and says drinking it over time, the knots have gone down and they can move their fingers again. So there's just a lot of things to clay because it works from so many directions and yet in synergy and in harmony with the body that it can do these things. I have long tried to figure out exactly how it works in every case. Because it's sort of like trying to understand the brain and how it connects to all the nerves and signals the whole body through all these things in a nanosecond. But that, to my best of my ability, I believed when I discovered that it was a catalyst that can co-create with the body, that really helped me understand a whole lot of things. And I think the silica, if you apply the clay topically, the silica can affect broken bones and help build bone density. I know that to be true. If you put the clay over your arm, if you had a broken wrist and you were in a splint, we have healed 2 people in 4 weeks when the general healing people time was 8 weeks because they were able to keep the clay directly over the area. That's a good question, and it really makes you think. Clay does contribute to your energy, and I think the energy is another thing that helps clay move about the body and accomplish what it does. Now, this clay has been birthed through a volcano and went through tremendous heat, and it charged it with this negative electromagnetic energy. Now, imagine a clay particle as a very thin business card-shaped particle that's microscopically thin, so thin you can't see it through a magnifying glass. And imagine these little big fist cards stacked one on top of the other. And the flat sides of this little card have very strong negative charges on both sides of the flat surface. Now, when you add water to it, there is expansion with the swelling clay, and calcium bentonites are considered expanding clays. And the water expands, and it separates these little business cards so the water can flow in between the layers and expose what's in our bodies to the negative charge. So that's where it grabs the toxins as it goes through and passes by this negative charge. And if you took a fourth of a teaspoon of clay and you took all the little business cards that would make up a fourth of a teaspoon of clay and lay them side by side on a football field, it would go to the 20-yard line, which is a lot of surface area. They call that surface area. So that's just in a fourth of a teaspoon. If you're taking a cup of the liquid clay, three times a day, I'm trying to think how much you're getting, a half a cup of clay. And that may cover like 15 football fields. So it has a lot of surface area to do what it does best. That may be a little overkill on that answer, but I get going on this and I get excited talking about it. Another question from Gina. When you gave the testimonial in the woman in Canada with the bad liver, you explained her daily living clay protocol was, if my memory serves, drinking one cup of the clay several times a day. Is that one cup of clay dry clay that which she hydrates, or is it one cup of hydrated clay? If it's one cup of hydrated clay, what's the ratio of clay to water? Okay, I'm going to answer that part first, and then we'll come back to the rest of your question. Actually, the lady in Canada had a bad digestive system. She did use a liver poultice, but she also treated a guy with a bad liver and had 5% of his liver left, and both of them were taking 8 ounces of the clay a day. And in his case, he was putting a poultice on his liver every night, and he was taking clay baths every day. Anytime I say take clay internally, I'm pretty much talking about the liquid, premixed liquid clay. With the living clay, it's 1 part clay to 8 parts water. Different manufacturers have different ways of mixing it for the liquid, so I would go and call the manufacturer of the clay that you're using and ask them how to make it in a liquid form, and they can tell you the ratio, or they should be able to. So 1 part clay to 8 parts water. So however much clay you use, use 8 times that amount of water. When I'm mixing the liquid, if you do it in a blender, it really does a good job, and you have a very smooth liquid clay. I would put 4 cups of water in a blender to a half a cup of clay. And if you break that down, it's a 1 to 8 ratio. It's an ounce of clay for every 8 ounces of water. And in 4 cups, they're 32 ounces. This is a quart size. So a half a cup of clay to 4 cups of water, blended on high for 30 seconds, pour it into a bottle or a container that you can, you know, just pour your measurement out each morning. I have a 32-ounce high-grade food quality plastic bottle. Or if you have a glass bottle with a plastic lid, and you can keep it on the kitchen cabinet, it will not spoil. Clay is inert. It's been burnt. All the baddies have been burned out through the volcano, and if it's been a protected clay, then it should be pristine clean. From that, you drink your anywhere from 2 to 8 ounces, 2 to 3 times a day, depending on what you're working on. If you have any type of serious digestive problems, we're finding this cup of clay 3 times a day is really, really beneficial for gut problems. And in her case, it changed her colon from that of a 70-year-old to that of a 20-year-old when she was 46 years old. and it kept her from having her colon removed and being placed on a bag the rest of her life. So it's absolutely amazing, and you can drink as much or as little as you want. If you want to get more results, if you're not getting the results you want, drink more. It's very hard to overdose on clay. I mean, you would have to eat pounds of it every day. Now then, she also says, you talk about using filtered, distilled, or bottled water. Never use distilled water. Distilled water is acidic, so you're neutralizing the clay right off the bat. Filtered water, you can have, if you have a filter in your house and you have filtered water, that's fine. If you want to go to the store and buy bottled water, all your bottled water is filtered. I have water delivered to my house, and I drink that water and I wash my dishes and my clothes in the city water. If all you have is city water, the clay is going to clean out the chlorine and the fluoride and the bad stuff. So don't worry about it. It really doesn't matter much. Now, some people have used some of these fancy, strange bottle waters. And I think there was one called Fiji water one time that let off an odor. So it's just balancing the water. There's something in the water the clay doesn't like. And if it leaves off an odor, if you'll just let it stand open for a few hours, usually it will release the gases buildup or the odor, and it'll be fine. So it's not so important about what water you use. So don't worry about that. The clay is alkaline. You're not going to find a water that's more alkaline than clay. And clay holds the structure. A lot of these waters, you know, you filter and you bottle it up, but you have to drink it in 3 days, or if it loses its structure, it loses its strength. And if you're taking it for pH, you don't need it if you're taking clay. The clay has a 9.7 pH, but clay is homeostasic. It doesn't want to over-alkalize. It wants to bring you into balance. Clay is all about balancing. So very good questions there. Even water from the dollar stores. Yep. You know, if it's a bottle of water and it says a spring water, it has been through a filter, and you could probably call that company and they can give you a printout of the minerals that are in that water. Gina is just full of questions today. I don't know how we'd do this show without you today, Gina. Thank you. Can you explain how living clay can help reduce blood pressure and lower cholesterol? Not 100%. Here's another one of the gray areas. It depends on the cause of the blood pressure. If it's circulation, and then clay can help, because clay really helps your circulation. And if your cholesterol is inherited, not so much. If it is from eating fatty foods, we talked earlier about drinking some clay before you eat things like that. If you're going to have brisket, I'd drink clay before. If you're going to go eat Alfredo with a lot of butter in it and things like that, I would definitely drink clay. It doesn't hurt to drink it with every meal. In fact, it's good to drink a little before your meals. You know, you can get a little small bottle and pour some clay in it and put it in your purse and just take it with you and sip you a little before you eat your meals, and know that you're safe that way. There is a lady that wrote a book. Her name is Nancy Stein. She was 83 years old, and it's an ebook, so you can get it on Amazon, and I think the title is Clay Healing. And she had an aneurysm when she was 83, and the doctors wouldn't go in and fix it because she was so old and her veins were so fragile that they were afraid to operate. So she was walking around like a tom bomb, and she knew about clay. And so she started taking the clay. Someone told her about it and educated, and she got excited about it, and she started taking this clay. I don't know how much she was drinking. It's probably in the book. I've forgotten. But when she waited 3 months and went to the Mayo Clinic to see if they could remove this aneurysm or the weak spot in her vein artery there. And when they looked at her and she said, they told her it wasn't bad enough to warrant surgery. So the clay, drinking the clay had somehow, it affects, even though it doesn't go in the bloodstream, we know that through catalyst it can build red blood cells and stop anemia. So maybe through this somehow the clay converts something where it really helps the lining of your veins. There was one lady with a heart disease that was like the veins got hard and brittle, and she started taking the clay, and in 3 months she was on her way back to wellness. So we know it helps with the veins and things like this, but if you ask me exactly how, I can't tell you. I do know in India they believe that if you have high blood pressure, that if you take the clay and put it on the clay mask, the mud, like you're doing a facial, and you want to put it from your elbow to your armpit on the inside of your arm, on that fleshy part of your arm, put it on kind of thick, wrap it in saran wrap and sleep with it on at night, and that will regulate your blood pressure. Some people take the clay and their blood pressure may spike for a few days. Some people it may bother and they can't take the clay. I believe it's doing something. You know, we know clay has a healing crisis, and sometimes it gets worse before it gets better. Things spike. Generally, because the clay is bringing it, like if you have a cancer and you put it on there, and there's a tumor so close to the surface of the skin, and you put clay on it, it's going to start drawing that cancer back to the point of origin. We have seen pictures where they put the clay on a mole and it started getting red about the size of a 50-cent piece around that mole. And the gentleman was a doctor and he knew that the mole was a malignant carcinoma. And he kept putting a poultice on that mole and he would change it twice a day and then put a fresh one on at night. And when he first started doing it, when he'd take it off, there was kind of a concentric circle in the middle. And the heat that was around it, it got very red and hot. And the clay will pull out that inflammation. But he was literally, being a doctor, he knew what he was doing. I wouldn't recommend anybody try this by himself. He mixed his clay with super silver. He kept putting the poultice on there. He eventually got some, the black salve, I can't think of the name of it right now, and put a dab of that on the skin. It's very corrosive and it will burn through the skin, which it did, and he said it was painful. But he kept putting the clay over that and it made a hole, and this growth that looked like a mushroom came out of his skin, and it was between 25, a size of a quarter to a 50 cent piece. Eventually it came off, and then he had this big round open wound, and he kept putting the clay over it and it healed up and he pulled the cancer right out of his body. We don't make claims about cancer. But I do know if I knew I had a tumor, a breast tumor, or a cancer on my nose, I would put the clay on there before the surgery to try to get it all in one spot so they could get it easier. And those are just some of the amazing things that clay does. So I'm going to check and see if we have any more questions. This has been an interesting day of questions. Pamela in Lancaster, California. Pamela is a longtime friend here. Is protocol for declining eyesight and cataract still putting it on the closed eyelid directly for about 15 minutes? I think wearing bifocals makes me worse, maybe because my eyes adjust to close up. Thank you. Love clay for multiple uses. Pamela, I agree with you on that. I wear bifocals, and sometimes I realize that my eyes are almost getting weaker because of them, because everything is so close up. Last night, my grandson was playing baseball, and it had rained, and it was kind of muddy over by the bleachers, so I was able to sit in the car, but I was pretty far away, and I was really straining to pick him out among all the other little boys in red shirts and white helmets and white pants. And he wore red socks with a red stripe up the middle, so I kept looking for these socks, and I realized I was straining my eyes for long distance. And I think it was good. I didn't realize how weak my eyes had gotten. So sometimes if we can just sit and look far away. I know sometimes I play these little games on my app, and then when I look up, I'm out of focus because it was so close in my bifocals. So that's a good cause. Yes, I still would put the clay directly on the cotton makeup pad over the closed eyelid for about 15 minutes with each eye. It seems to, in some cases, it has helped people's eyesight. There was a gentleman in his 70s, and I think his brother was in his 80s, and he had a port wine birthmark on the side of his face, and that's one of those big red spots, and it was right on the side of his face and close by his eye, and so he would put the clay mask on there trying to get it to be less prominent. And while he was at it, he had put the clay over his eyelid, and he would just lay down and let it dry good and then wash it off. And he did that daily, and in 6 weeks he realized he could see without his glasses. And he told his brother about it, and his brother started doing the same thing, and the same thing happened to him, and they were both able to see without their glasses. So glasses kind of cripple us a little bit. It's convenient. We don't have to strain to see the fine print on computers, but sometimes they're so strong that they really weaken us. And I think it's also good for eye strain when your eyes are tired and you have eye strain to put the clay on a cotton pad and put it on your eyes. It's very relaxing. It brings blood flow and circulation, and it will clean your eyes out. You may notice afterwards the first time you have a white, ropey, gunky stuff coming out of your eye. We've got stuff in there, it kind of cleans the tear ducts and cleans that stuff out. So don't be surprised if you see something like that. Okay, I have a message from a Jay. And it says, just to confirm and support another person who got help with hammer toes. I have soaked my toes for almost a year for a nail fungus and was surprised to see it help reduce my hammer toes. Wow, I am so happy to know that. You know, I didn't know that, and I did hear it just the other day. Someone said that or sent a question in, and I would love to have this testimonial if you will tell me what you did and how you did it, and could send it to my email at perrya@austin, AUSTIN, .rr.com. I would love to have this of telling exactly how you did it and how long it took and how quickly you noticed that it was beginning to help. Thank you very much, Jay, for that. You just made my day. Don't you just love it when someone pops in and tells us, informs us something we didn't know? Long as I have been studying clay, I just looked at some people with hammer toes, and I just couldn't see how it would help, so I never suggested it. So I will change that and put that on my News Horizon screen. Thank you very much. Okay, let's see if we have any other questions. Well, this has been a great day. I haven't even got to the people on the phone line. We have quite a few on the phone line. Is anybody on the phone line who has a question they'd like to ask? If you do, if you press star 2 on your phone, it will notify me and I can open your line. That's star 2. I did have a testimonial while I'm waiting on that. I had a testimonial from a Jeffrey, and he had a heartburn and rotator cuff pain. He said, I've been using clay for over 18 months now. It alleviated rotator cuff pain that was so bad that I could not sleep at night in just 24 hours. So in 24 hours it helped him, and he hadn't been able to sleep at night. Not to mention eliminating heartburn so bad I was using 12-hour heartburn pills and eating Tums like candy after that wore off. Probably haven't had two bottles of Tums since. I have found that you can overpower clay, too much coffee or spicy food. Going to the bathroom number two is not what it used to be either. Hoping, so clay actually for most people helps them go to the bathroom and have like 2 to 3 regular bowel movements a day, and we're really designed food in and poop out, food in and poop out. So that's what he was saying there, and he's saying, yeah, and I noticed if I drink coffee or red wine, I get heartburn. It's just instant heartburn. So, yeah, just take that clay with you and take a little sip of it, and then you can go ahead and enjoy it. He said, hoping to avoid any chance of cancer by changing my body pH, and I'm thinking that this is helping things. I don't even realize. I also use it on burns, cuts, stings, sore bottom, way better than desiccant ointment. I will be using clay for the rest of my life. Jeffrey S. It's nice to get a testimonial from a man. They usually don't take time to do that. So, and yes, you know, a sore bottom. Occasionally we all get a little rash. And if you have babies, so much better. It's the best diaper rash thing. You just smear the clay up there, close the diaper, and the next time you open it, it's healed that quickly. So thank you for that testimonial, Jeffrey. And I'm going to go back and see if anybody has decided they want to talk to me today. Doesn't look like anyone does, so I'm going to take one more look at the quick questions. And it looks like we are out for the day, and our time is up. Thank you all for today, and Jay with the comment on the hammer toes, you made my day. Thank you. I hope I get to hear from you. If you forget, go to livingclaybook.com. And my email address should be on there. So I would love to hear that from you. Thank you again for chiming in and telling us that, reminding us that. And this is Perry A. signing out and wishing you a wonderful weekend. Spring is here most everywhere by now. And go out there and dig in the good earth and play in the sunshine. This is Perry A. thanking you for being loyal listeners. And signing out. And don't forget to take your clay with you. Insect bite season is coming up. Bye.